FCUM Radio, FC and Community United.
So, Irina, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Very good, good. Now, I know you have a few medical issues going on, even so there's present and past. Presently, are you in any pain? Are you under doctor's care? Or do you have this? Do they know?
Yeah, well, the current one is because I've been working hard it's 14-hour shifts and what have you, and I'm on my feet a lot, and I've been doing it for a year now, just this constant repetitive work in my cafe, basically. So now I'm struggling with pain in all my joints. Right. So, yes, I've been seen by my doctors. I've had all the blood tests that you need, for whether it's blood disorder, rheumatism, thyroid. I've had ECGs. I've had two MRI scans. So I'm being seen constantly, and there's nothing wrong with me. Right. There is nothing wrong with it apart from I'm in pain.
Right.
So I think there's a lot of people like that, and a lot of people bring that down to, my doctor's just brought it down to overworked, you know, overworking in your joints. But even in my relaxation time, I feel the pain. So after a week of not doing any work, I still have
the pain. Feel the pain, right.
But I've been told it's not rheumatism. You know, I haven't got bulging joints and you know, so...
And they've done blood tests, obviously, to show that there's no rheumatoid.
Yeah, and basically, I'm a very, very healthy person. So I choose to believe
medically
that.
Speaking, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that when I'm before all of this, and I came to that conclusion myself, that I'm a healthy person.
Right.
I have pains, but in order for me to constantly feel positive about it, because that's, I think, the key, because I have looked at pain and thought, this can totally drag me under.
Yeah.
Because waking up with constant pain is hard.
Yeah.
Going to sleep with constant pain is hard. And never feeling that. And I have
that
felt
relief.
Yeah. I've been a person that has had no pain, and that's a wonderful feeling of just waking up and feeling light as a feather. And jogging I used to love, and cycling, and I haven't been doing that for 2 years now because it's just too much even to lift the bike now. So, but I choose to believe that every day I run a marathon and I have the body of an athlete. So every morning, athletes, I'm sure, must be aching if they train as hard as I do. So they must be waking up with excruciating pain, and I just wake up thinking I've got the pains of an athlete. So that's how I get through it, because I need to, because otherwise it drags you under.
So do you not take any pain medication at all?
I've tried, and it doesn't
so
work.
So what have you tried?
Cocodamol, ibuprofen. There's something that's higher than the cocodamol.
Diclofenac,
yes,
possibly?
Doesn't work. I've taken, instead of two, and I know this is wrong, I've taken four within like a space of 5 minutes or so, just
trying to relieve your body of this pain that's
and it's strange because I could feel that my head was getting muzzy, but I could still feel the pain. So I know the tablets do something, but they, you know, I still felt the pain and I still feel the pain. But when you get chronic pain, and I think maybe people feel this, because I've talked to some people, but I haven't got into all the old forums about how to deal with pain.
Yeah.
But I think when you have got chronic pain, you start to doubt whether it's there.
Right.
And I know it's there, but because it's with you all the time, you start to think,
is it real?
Is it real? Because your reality is just pain.
Yeah.
So in order to, again, we're really spiritual beings, and in order to get through the day, you start to question you know, the depths of it, because you want to get through a day differently. You want to not feel it, so you'll start to doubt whether you've got pain. And my sister's a little bit the same with her feet, and she says, I don't even know if I got it anymore. I say, you've got it.
Yeah,
it's just that it's been constant,
right.
And constant pain makes you think about it slightly differently, I think.
Right. So far, they've not been able to diagnose anything because you've been tested, you've... Pain medication doesn't work, so you're fine, you're healthy, and everything is okay. So how do you manage? Day to day.
Yeah, I guess it's an interesting one, because I thought about it, and I thought, if I didn't have to get up to work, now I've got a very physical job. I never used to. I had an office job for years.
Right.
So an office job was plain sailing.
Yeah.
I never get to the point where I'm feeling in pain. But this job, where it's physical, it's constant. I probably do about, I don't know, 10 miles a day just walking around my cafe.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't have to do that every day, I probably wouldn't. I'd probably be just lying up with my feet up, trying to just ease myself from the pain, and I'd probably be thinking about it a lot. Whereas a physical job means I literally have to pull myself together and crack all the joints, get up, you know, just thank the Lord that I'm here, and then just get into work. And I can forget about the pain when I'm working.
While you're at work.
Yeah,
it's
as soon as I sit down.
So
that's how I deal with it. I just think, well, I've got this job. I need to get on with it. There's no
but
two ways about it.
It's not just a job. It's your life.
It is.
It's your business.
It is, yeah.
And so it's more than, right, let me just go to this 9 to 5. But it's literally that is your lifestyle.
It is.
Because that's how you're, you know, making your mortgage payments.
Exactly.
So there is more of an importance to it. But it's interesting how what you just said, you do your job, you're there, you're working, and you don't think about it until you sit down.
Yeah.
And then your body says, ooh, ow. Oh, that hurts. Oh.
Yeah.
And so what symptoms do you get usually when you sit down to try to have a bite to eat for your lunch?
Well, I guess it's only when I start to get up again, and it could be that all the muscle chemicals or whatever it is, the lactose, maybe something, when I get up, it's only when I get up that I start feeling, a little bit of an old biddy. I have to stop,
put myself together.
My legs, my knees, my ankles especially.
So your legs start aching.
My ankles especially.
Your ankles. Mm. What about your hands?
My hands all the time.
Right.
And even lifting things.
What about your back? Did your back hurt at all?
Occasionally, but it's not so bad. I feel really sorry for people with back pain.
Right.
Elbows, and because of, again, I've been...
There's joints and movement and...
And I've been given things for what they think could be tennis elbow because they can feel the tenderness in the joints. But again, that's from repetitive stuff. So,
So has that worked? Has that helped at all, them giving you something?
Some restraints. Then yeah, I think so, because it transfers the tension somewhere else. So
you
can stop thinking about the tension in your joints. It's transferred it further into the
towards the hand.
Yeah.
Right.
So that kind of works. And then I'm going to be getting steroids apparently just to ease the inflammation and stop feeling the tennis elbow so
much. Right.
Mm.
So, Irene, you're quite small build. Mm-hmm. So having a shot of steroids is going to add on a bit of weight, which...
Oh, do you reckon?
Steroids, So.
Well, it's just a shot in the arm. I don't think it's a constant, regular thing.
Well, that's good. That's good. They say...
I know, I'm going to have to be shaving my beard off.
Shaving your legs, you know, when summertime comes, you might even break a razor here too. All right, okay. So, your day starts at what time in the morning?
About
generally
6:30.
6:30. You're up, out of bed. Carry on. What's your day today then?
Well, it varies. 6:30. I'd be up making breakfast, then leave by 7 o'clock for a bread run. So I'd be on the motorway from about 7.
Right. While you're sitting in the car, are you okay?
Generally, I am actually. Yeah, I can totally forget about some things, pain.
Okay.
I guess it just, when my arms are needed to pick up something, press something, pull something, a door even, that's when I'm very aware of my arms are hurting.
Right.
My feet, not so much now. And if I'm honest, the soles of my feet used to hurt so much that was the only pain I could think about.
Right.
But there are other pains in my body now that I think have overcome that pain in the soles of my feet. So now I feel my soles of my feet. I can feel a little bit of pain there, but nothing now compared to, say, my ankles and my elbow.
Right. So it's not that it doesn't hurt. It's just that it hurts more in different places.
That's right.
That
but that hurting more in different places hurts less, makes it hurt less in where you first felt the pain.
Right.
So
pain's
very, very odd, I think. It's very strange. Thing, and I do think
it has a life of its own. I think,
and I do. I absolutely do think there's some mental things about pain that we have to overcome, because it all stems from the brain. I'm sure.
Yeah.
The fact that I can feel tenderness in my elbows, it's from the whatever it is,
your
from
brain
the brain
is,
that
your,
is reacting
pain
to
in
that.
Your elbows.
Yeah.
Sends to your brain, right? That hurts.
Exactly.
It is the elbow, and it's every time I move it,
exactly.
It causes pain.
I'm sure. And I know there's inflammation in my elbows, but I do totally believe if I believe hard enough in my head, and if I get enough of those great chemicals going around my brain, yeah, I can heal this pain, or at least I can. It's the thought processes that will heal this pain, and for me, it's my faith. I know my faith would and will heal me.
Right.
I know for a fact those are all the right chemicals that go on in your brain, and that is only a good thing.
That is wonderful, and there's nothing I could say to top that. Absolutely. There's no comeback, there's no questions, because it completely sums it all up. It just does, and the management, the what do you do, what it just, that sums it in a nutshell. Yeah.
Which and I, like I say, I do, I feel for people with pain and who have succumbed to it, because that, I know what that must feel like, and that is a hard life. It's so difficult, and I can only feel for them, really, because there is, I'm sure everyone's different, but I know that I do feel that, you know, pain is very much related to how we take it on board, really, so anyone can overcome.
Very good. Irina, thank you for that. Thank you.